We've also had a question here from Ron, who wants to know, rather relevant for today's show, how can I determine the direction of water flow through a pipe?
Well, Ron, I'm not sure if this is ever actually used for pipes, and it might be a bit more complicated than just tracing the pipe back to the pump itself. But you could borrow a technique that they use in medicine that relies on the Doppler effect. Now, you're probably familiar with the Doppler effect. It's what makes the sound of an ambulance or a police siren change as it's coming towards you or away for you. So when the source of the sound is coming towards you, the sound waves get squashed together, has a higher frequency, sounds higher. When it goes away, they're stretched, lower frequency, lower pitch. Now, you can also use this method in medicine with ultrasound, and in fact they use the ultrasound Doppler to observe blood flow in a fetus, and this is what we could steal to follow the water in your pipes. So if you put an ultrasound signal in at one end of the pipe, then if the recorded sound is of a higher pitch, then you can infer that it's been compressed by the water, and so that should mean the water's moving towards you, I think. So you could use it, but I think probably tracing it through to the pipes is considerably easier.
But give it a go, why not? Thanks for your question.